Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Money Stepper Q&A podcast, question 85, tax implications on selling to buy property. Today's question comes from Linda. It's a fairly short one. She says, I wonder if you could advise me if there'll be any tax to pay if we sold a buy-to-let property and invested all of that money into another property as a buy-to-let. I quickly clarified with Linda that a property and herself were both in the UK, and I have bad news for you, I'm afraid, Linda, in response to this question. You see, when you buy a buy-to-let property in the UK, you're subject to capital gains tax and the buyer will be subject to stamp duty tax, which will now be at a higher rate if the sale occurs in or after April 2016 for buy-to-let properties. As regular listeners will know, we have a lot of capital gains tax questions, so if you need help calculating your tax liability, Linda, head to moneystepper.com/question85, where I'll list some previous questions and also a link to our main capital gains tax article. When discussing the selling of one property and the buying of another property with the proceeds, there is such a thing as rollover relief in countries such as the USA. This allows the seller to state on their tax return that all of the proceeds were used to buy another similar property, and therefore you're able to roll the gains forward until you sell that next property or the final property that you sell, and you pay all the taxes at once at the end once you have all the cash. Now, that does actually seem like a fairly sensible approach. Unfortunately for us in Old Blighty, there's no such rule in the UK. So, sorry I can't bear better news than that, Linda, but hopefully having that knowledge will help you shape your tax and investing strategy with your buy-to-let properties going forward.